Pursuing aims and meeting targets, talking about things we want to achieve. Today's post covers vocabulary and particularly natural sounding collocations, or words that often go together, for talking about things we want to do in our lives. In its countable sense, an ambition is a wish to achieve something, whereas in its uncountable sense, it's a general strong wish to be successful. For example, my ambition is to become a sports journalist. She was new to the job and full of ambition. Someone's aim is the thing they intend to achieve. Goals and targets are similar, but the intention is often stated more specifically, for instance, with an amount or a number. For example, we drove all night with the aim of reaching Berlin by the next day. Our goal is to build 2,000 new homes in the area. We have a target of getting 50% of our energy from renewable sources. A nice verb collocation for talking about people trying to achieve things is pursue. This can go with any of the nouns above. For example, he began to pursue his ambition to become a writer. We are pursuing very different political aims. When we talk about being successful, the verbs achieve and fulfill are often used. In more formal contexts, we might use the verb realize, though not usually with the word target. For example, eventually they fulfilled their ambition of opening a hotel of their own. He is close to realising his goal of becoming a winemaker. The words goal and target have some additional useful collocations. For example, when we decide what we want to achieve, we set a goal or a target. And if we're successful, we meet, reach, or hit it. In the happy event that we do even better than we intended, we exceed or beat it. For example, I set myself a target of being able to run 10 miles by December. Our students are expected to meet challenging educational goals. Employees who exceed performance targets receive a generous bonus. I'll move on now to some adjective collocations. Things that are possible to achieve can be described as realistic or achievable. If they're impossible, we often use the adjective unrealistic. A common adjective for aims that are not very difficult to achieve is modest, whereas aims that require a lot of effort are ambitious. For example, their target of 5% sales growth should be achievable. Our boss has set totally unrealistic goals for increasing productivity. His brother's a film star, but he has more modest ambitions. Defeating cancer is certainly an ambitious aim. I hope that these posts are helping you achieve your goal of improving your English.